name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we're celebrating the holiday of Saint John, the priest of Kronstadt. Saint John of Kronstadt, when he was a small child, he couldn't learn too well. He just was, people made fun of him, the pupils, that he couldn't understand how to read and the learning things. And it made him very sad. And one day he had prayed his heart out. He went on his knees before the icon and he prayed for a long time and finally fell asleep. And when he woke up, he had all of a sudden felt like something was taken off from his head, that he can now understand everything good. And very shortly he's become the best pupil in the school. And the Lord had given him that miracle on his prayer. And he was, as you know, praying for people, and he taught us the real spiritual life. And I urge you, everyone, I urge you and myself to read My Life in Christ, his diary that he had written up. And it should be a must for all the Orthodox Christians to make sure that you're standing on the right track of being Orthodox Christian. My beloved, he's teaching us in My Life in Christ how to pray. He's teaching us how to believe. He's giving us all these things, how to battle against our passions and how to conquer things and so on. And he has been very much loved in Russia. He served every day. Every day he served the liturgy. And he would get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then he would say his communion prayers, and by 4 o'clock he would be in church for the matins, because in Russia at that time they had matins in the morning. After matins, the hours had then the divine liturgy, and he would always read the canons to the saints and whoever it is called for. By himself, he would read it. He felt it so important, in the reading of the canons. And of course, he had so many confessions that finally the church even made an exception to him, that he could have general confession. That's only the only one in Russia that was able to do that, because there were literally thousands of people wanting to receive communion and wanted to go to confession. And he would go on the pulpit and he would say the prayers before confession, and then he would tell everybody to confess their sins. They would all do it out loud. They would all, and no matter who's standing next to them, they would confess their sins out loud, just like the early Christians have done it. And then he would read, and they put a petrichina on top of on the air, like over them, and they would read the absolution prayers. And then when they would come to communion, and communion, well, he had to, you know, give the communion out. It took sometimes a couple hours before everybody would receive communion. But since he was clairvoyant, he knew if somebody didn't really confess properly and didn't repent of their sins or conceal something, he would not allow them then to receive communion as they approached. And of course, he would be going and visiting all the sick, all the poor places in Kronstadt. There was lots of people were being thrown out from Petersburg, and they would be so many people that tied up with the drinking problems and all kinds of things. And he would go to all the places to visit everybody and try to talk to them and try to bring them about. Very often he wouldn't come home until midnight, and sometimes he wouldn't even have any sleep. And as he would be going places, and he, by the time he gets back home, many times he wouldn't have a coat on, and sometimes he wouldn't even have a shoes on, because he would give it away to somebody that was in need. That's the what he was doing, my beloved. And of course, at one time, his wife, which is actually lived like a sister with him, because he was a virgin and kept the virginity all his life, and told her that there's enough people that have happiness here on this earth. We live for the Lord, and we'll live as brother and sister. And for many years, she bucked at it, didn't want to. Finally, she even approached the bishop about it, to have the bishop to force him to live like a regular family, and as a husband and wife. And the bishop ordered him to do so, and but he says he can't. He gave a vow of chastity, and he can't do it. And he walked, and he was released, and he walked. And as soon as he walked away, the bishop got blind. He called him right back, asked for the prayers, and the Saint John prayed with him, and he got healed. And there's so many miracles he was doing. He was people were sending letters from all over the world. They would send him letters, and he would heal not only Orthodox Christians, but he would heal the Muslims and the Jewish people and all kinds of people. And he would heal and whoever is asking for healing. And of course, most of the time after he did the healing, they were converted and they become Orthodox. My beloved, this is our St. John of Kronstadt. St. John of Kronstadt was loved so much by the people that he has been, when they started to go travel all around Russia, there were thousands of people would be waiting him on the boat, by the boat or other places where he would be going. And he was loved so much. My beloved, St. John of Kronstadt is an ideal priest that was in the old Russian. We all should try to copy him in his life. And of today's gospel, we heard what the Lord had said, that do unto others as you want others to do unto you. But St. John of Kronstadt had elaborated on that many times in my life in Christ. And the Lord also says, what good is it if you love those who love you? Because the sinners, and they do the same thing. They love those who love them. But I say to you, have to love your enemies. And this is what St. John of Kronstadt did. He had no enemies. Whenever somebody is in trouble, he would cry his heart out for them, to help them to come about and to be well spiritually especially. But he healed all kinds of sicknesses and diseases. They would send him letters, and he wouldn't even sometimes open the letters. He would just be able to know what's inside, and he would pray in the altar. And they even had a special post office was made just for him, to get the thousands and thousands of letters that he had. He also was given lots of donations, and according to the record, that he would, somebody give him a donation, and then two, three in an envelope sealed, and then there would come a few more people to kiss the cross, and then he would give that to somebody else. And he knew exactly who needed what. And it is estimated that he went through 1 million rubles through a year, went through his hands to give away to the poor. He truly loved everybody, and once, same way as, of course, he picked it up, what the Lord has said, he wants everybody's salvation. And so a priest should want that, everybody's salvation. And we have to pray for those who are really have a bad time or are strayed away from the Lord. My beloved, let's pray harder to St. John of Kronstadt, and let's love him, and make sure we read My Life in Christ every day, at least a page, so that we'll be staying on the right track and the true teachings of Orthodox Church. He will pray for you, I am sure about that. He will pray for us if he sees that we have love for him. Even if we don't have much love, he still prays for us because he loves everybody. He doesn't want to have anybody lost, to be lost, just like the Lord. He wants everybody to be saved. Beloved, please, I beg you, pray harder. Let's pray harder. Remember what he says. A true prayer, it has to come from the heart. When it's only lip service, and when your mind is even not involved in it, it only offends God. The real prayer has to come from the heart. You have to feel, and you have to believe that the Lord can do everything. For he truly is almighty, and he can do everything. There's nothing that he couldn't do it, but he wants us to ask. He says, ask and it shall be given to you. My beloved, say an extra prayer for your pastors, whoever they may be, so that God will give them the strength to continue to work for the glory of God in this very difficult time. May God bless you, and please, again, I ask for prayers. Amen.